get too much of a chance to play good music here on the show. Now, Tyler Jenke is the editor of Rolling Stone Australia, and he's on the line now. Tyler, how did Rolling Stone Australia reach the decisions?
With great difficulty is the best way of putting it. There was a lot of discussion about this sort of thing, but right from the get-go, what we did is we reached out to a whole lot of people. They said, give us your favourite albums. That was like, you know, record labels, journalists, musicians themselves. And we then had a huge long list, which took a lot of work to get down to what you have today.
Well, look, they're all great albums, I admit that, but they're not necessarily the most contemporary albums. I mean, we're going back, Back in Black. I mentioned Kick was 1987, Whispering Jack. Well, I mean, John Farnham's had more reunion tours coming back since Nellie Melba, as they say. So, I mean, why that far back? Is there something in that was the best time for music, or is it just the nature of the people you're surveying?
I mean, honestly, I think the answer is that good music never dies. You know, you can go back as long as you want to find good music because, I mean, even if you're having a look at, like, the top three, we're in the 80s there. I think if you actually average out all of the albums, the average year is about 1997. So it just goes to show that, you know, I think a lot of the music that people really resonate with is in a lot of cases the music that they grew up with. So it can definitely be, you know, from the point of view of just who we surveyed, or it could just be the fact that these are just great albums that have resonated with everyone who had a say.
Now, one of the issues that's been raised today is the first woman in terms of an album is Kylie Minogue, and she's in number 10. Did that surprise you that it was going to be such a blokey list?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely something that like we were hoping we could definitely avoid, because obviously it's the sort of thing where, you know, no one wants to see just, 200 albums of blokes, basically. You always want a bit of diversity in there. But, I mean, again, when it comes to one of those things where you do put it up to sort of opinion in terms of what is in the final list, it's one of those things where it seems that the general consensus here was that Kylie was the best female artist for really the top 10 as well. But I mean, we do have a lot of great female artists in there, which we're incredibly stoked to have in the full 200 as well.
Well, you mentioned the 200 there. So were any of the albums, it kind of surprised you that they got into the list?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at like the most recent albums, we've got the album Lime Cordial's 14 Steps to a Better You from July of last year, and only a couple of days later we had the Kid Laroi with a title I can't say on air. But, you know, there's like you definitely have to look at it in terms of like there could be a bit of a recency bias there, but obviously these are artists who are making waves for an album, you know, the albums that were released only last year to have made it into a list like this. So it is a bit surprising, but I guess it's one of those things where, you know, when you look at it in the future, who's to say, you know, that they won't be in the top 10 maybe.
All right, Tyler Jenke, the question for you is, all right, then we know that Back in Black by Akadaka, AC/DC, got to number one spot. What would your personal number one album be?
Oh, that's a very hard question, but if you actually look at number 8 of the top 10 is Since I Left You by The Avalanches, which is an album I've loved, I think, ever since it came out 21 years ago. Such a beautiful album to listen to, and it's one I say, if no one's heard it yet, they definitely should go and listen to it, because like me, it could it could just change your life a bit.
All right, then, well, I'll have to have a listen to it tonight. Tyler Jenke, editor of Rolling Stone Australia, thanks for being on 4BC Drive this afternoon.
Thank you.